going on, guys? It's Sam, and we are back with another week's installation of Underground Underdogs. Today's show is going to be a little bit of a special one. There's no registered programming I want to call this week. I wouldn't necessarily say they're fans because they're my friends, so I'll say a friend-fueled week. So recently, over the weekend, I made a status on Facebook asking my friends what their favorite feel-good song was. And I got a whole bunch of responses, like over 30 songs. I got 35 comments here from other people just with cool songs that, apparently are their feel-good songs, and that's pretty dang cool, and I thought, you know, what better to do with a feel-good song than share it with you guys? So today's show is going to be all about feeling good and, you know, being happy about how you're feeling and, you know, putting yourself in a good mood and, you know, whether that be physically, mentally, emotionally, pretty much any sort of thing that gets you in the mood. You know, some people like dancing songs, some people like slow emo stuff, some people like grindcore, heavy metal, pterodactyl, screaming noises. You know, it's pretty subjective. Now, I'm going to be using most of the suggestions, because most of them I do know, some I don't know, but the ones that are popular ones, I'm going to go ahead and play too, because I know this show is called Underground Underdog, but you never know what you might have heard / not heard before. Whether or not how mainstream it is. So our first suggestion came from my friend Alexandria, and it's going to be Express Yourself by NWA. It's honestly just like a classic, you know what I mean? So without further ado, we're going to keep making our way through this playlist and bumping some good feel-goods, but this is the first one. Without further ado, this is NWA, Express Yourself.
Yo, man, it's a lot of brothers out there flaking and perpetrating, but scared to kick reality.
Yo, Dre, you've been doing all this dope producing. You had a chance to show them what time it is.
So what you want me to do?
And welcome back from that musical journey all the way back to, I want to say, 1991, but I think it might be a little later considering, and 96, okay, yeah, there you go, 1996, NWA, Express Yourself. If you're unfamiliar with NWA, I want to say one of the founding members, or backbone among, West Coast rap at least, especially, you know, the California side, Compton. You know, you have huge names coming out of NWA. I mean, listen, you're not gonna, or it's very rarely you're gonna get a group with these hard hitters again together. You know, you have groups that'll go down in history that have these defining members, you know, Wu-Tang, NWA, these kinds of things. You know, even using Odd Future as an example, because all of the individual members are talented in their own kind of way, but when they come together, sometimes the music is kind of, you know, funny or comedic, but other times they make, you know, straight hits. And I think NWA is a group that did a little bit of both, but also played a huge deal of influence in, you know, West Coast rap and everything that followed with that. You know, it's, you have Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, MC Ren, Ice Cube, and the fifth one, Yellow Wolf, I believe. I think it is. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I could be wrong. Yeah, it is Yellow Wolf. You know, you got those five together, they know what they're doing, you know, and they're out there dropping tracks that are going to be listened to 20 years later, you know, 25 now, almost. Anyways, before I get off on a tangent about, you know, talking about rap music and influence for a couple of years, we're going to move on. This next suggestion is also from my friend Alex, coming off of the band called Oberhofer, See Your Dreams. Without further ado, let's keep this feel-good train rolling, and we're going to listen to Sea of Dreams by Oberhofer, and I'll talk to you after this. I had actually never heard that song before. And first impressions, dang, that was really relaxing. I think musically very, very talented. That's cool. Also, looks like everybody in the comments is talking about BoJack the Horseman. I'm assuming that there's a super important episode that this song is featured in. So if you recognized it, it might be from the Netflix original, BoJack the Horseman. Without further ado, let's keep this feel-good train running. I'm going to play a couple because they're kind of related in terms of vibe and feeling. So I'm going to play a song called Juice by Lizzo. It is so funky and so catchy. I heard it for the first time last Wednesday, and it was playing in a bar. I Shazammed it. And as soon as I play it, and when you're done listening to the thing, you'll understand. Like, this song is, you're out with the lads, you're out with the girls, whoever you're out with, you put this on, drinks have been had, the evening is going well, people will be dancing. And then after that, we have Galantis, You and I. That's a suggestion from my friend Mel. Lizzo is my suggestion, and we got Mel coming with You and I from Galantis. And then my good friend Max suggested the song Young and Stupid by Travis Mills featuring T.I. So those are the three songs we're going to be listening to. First Juice, then Runaway, and then Young and Stupid. So without further ado, let's get this cue started, rolling, and let's keep feeling good.
So tell us about life since we last saw you.
Oh, it's been a wild year. I can't go anywhere now without being recognized or stopped for my autograph. I don't mind, really, but most of the time it gets in the way of making real connections. That's better. I think when you've been burned by love, it's hard to open yourself up again. I guess I've stopped looking, but I'm remaining open.
Think I can fly? Think fly when I'm with you.
Alrighty, and we are back again after those three songs. We're going to be switching up the vibe, I want to say, a little bit. We had some suggestions on the thread that were a little more old school, and I can kind of appreciate that. So the next three songs are all going to be, by the looks of it, pre-1982. Yeah, that's pretty sweet. So these three songs are Feel Goods from my buddies Cole, Ethan, and Dave. There we go. I had to remember the names for the songs there. But thank you, Cole. Thank you, Ethan. Thank you, Dave. And without further ado, we're just going to start with the three. First one is by Mungo Jerry in the Summertime. If you're unfamiliar with Mungo Jerry, he kind of has a face that you would need to recognize. Like, the band, they are very, very 70s. And considering this is the original, I'm sure you'll understand after hearing it that it is from the 70s. And then after that, we have Dixieland Delight by the band Alabama. That was released in 1982, I believe. I could be right, I could be wrong, but I think that's pretty cool. Not to mention, the last song we have is by Dancing in the Moonlight by the band King Harvest. Now, this isn't as early as Mungo Jerry's Summertime, In the Summertime, because that was from the 1970s, and this is from 1973. So, a cool little trip, back in time. So, without further ado, we got Mungo Jerry, then Alabama, and then we got King Harvest. So without further ado, sit back, relax, and time to feel good. Alrighty, now that we're back, back from this trip from, you know, 30 years ago, I don't know. I had actually never heard the second song that I played by Alabama, Dixieland Delight. I surprisingly really, really liked that. I think I might even add that to my own personal listening library, which is surprising considering I hate country music. But I love folk and bluegrass, so that kind of cancels it out considering it's got that old-timey 1982 American style of, you know, music, talking about industrialism, going out, drinking, and, you know, living the American life. I think that's kind of cool. Cool style to be in, and if you haven't seen the video is pretty funny as well. But I think I'm going to say my goodbyes now because I want to leave you with as much music time as possible. Next, we're going to be playing Shooting Stars by Bag Raiders. If you haven't heard this song, honestly, you're missing out, like a big time. It is one of the, I don't know, it's one of those songs that you've heard lots of different places, but you are not sure where you heard it from or necessarily like that. It had a lot of presence in Vine and other things like that. So if you've heard this in internet compilations and other things like that, you will definitely recognize it. But it's called Shooting Stars by Bag Raiders. You'll know it once you hear it. And then after that, I'm going to play Tongue Tied by Group Love, which happens to be a feel-good song I forgot about, actually. That's going to be coming up to follow it. And then lastly, we're going to be playing Ladies Night by Kool & the Gang, because I was going to play Big Papa by the Notorious B.I.G., but, you know, this has got a little more funk to it, you know? And as much as I love, you know, the Notorious B.I.G. and Big Papa, big fan of Biggie, and I know almost all the lyrics, I think, you know, we got to go with something a little more funky. So I've had a great time this show playing feel-good music, and I know you've had a good time hopefully listening to it. Without further ado, I'm going to play our last three songs here, Shooting Stars, Tongue Tied, and Ladies Night. Without further ado, you have yourselves a great week, and don't hesitate to reach out if you ever have to send me sound, song suggestions, artist suggestions, anything to do with music, really, discussion topics, anything at all. We'll see you next week. Enjoy. And finally, in our last slot of the evening, we have Ladies Night by Kool & the Gang.